come on, get up.
Back to the Bruce Wiley Show
on Brockville's Move 104.9.
This week, an opportunity for you to hear from the candidates that are running in Leeds, Grenville, Thousand Islands, Rideau Lakes. And today, it's the Conservative candidate, Michael Barrett. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce.
All right, I'll give you the first minute to talk to the voters.
Bruce, it's been an honor to serve as the Member of Parliament for our community since 2018, re-elected in 2019, and we're back for a federal election for a third time in 3 years. It's, of course, been a very challenging 18 months for everyone in our community, and I've really been so excited to see the community come together in support of each other as we navigate these challenging times. And I'm really proud of the small role I've been able to play in helping us do good things together. And so we've got a really exciting plan. Our conservative platform, which can be found at conservative.ca, it's really about securing the future for Canadians, and it has me feeling pretty excited about the future for our community, and I think that excitement and optimism is what we need after the 18 months that we've had.
Excellent. All right, so what is the number one issue as you talk to residents in the riding?
Far and away, the most pressing issue people are facing is affordability. And we have a plan that's going to make life more affordable and lower costs for folks. And one of the mechanisms we're going to use is a program that will cover 75% of child care costs for parents. And we're also going to provide expecting parents with the Canada Child Benefit before their baby even arrives, and that allows them to buy the essentials. Another key piece that we're offering is nearly doubling the Canada Workers Benefit. So that's up to $2,800 for an individual, or $5,000 for family, and doubling the disability support. The disability supplement to $1,500. And those two things, Bruce, really are about making sure that folks who are working are getting a little bit more. For folks on the Canada Workers Benefit, that works out to an extra dollar per hour for their work. And those payments will come to them by direct deposit quarterly. The payments with respect to child care will come to them monthly by direct deposit. And finally, one final point that I'll offer is that in December, we're going to offer a GST holiday. So no GST for folks who are shopping at bricks and mortar stores in our communities to kind of bring some of that business back from the online retailers back into our community. So twofold, it's going to make shopping at that time of year more affordable for families. We're going to save 5%, but it's also going to help our local businesses as well.
Michael, as you go around the riding, I'm sure, and certainly in Brockville, there are lots of postings for jobs. There doesn't seem to be workers. How can the Conservative Party get people back to work?
So we have a couple of measures that we're going to implement. One, of course, I just mentioned, and that's the increase to the Canada Workers Benefit. So it's going to pay more to work. We're also going to incentivize employers to get new hires. Any net new hires over Q1, we're going to pay 25% of that salary, up to 50% if the employer is hiring someone who's been out of work for longer than 6 months. And we're going to double the apprenticeship job creation tax credit, and we're going to make serious investments, about $250 million, to create the Canada Job Training Fund to help laid-off workers get immediate access to training, especially with a focus on skilled workers. And we need to make sure that that anyone who needs access to training is able to get those funds at low interest. There's lots of folks who are looking to upgrade their skills. The Working Canadian Training Loan will help with that. But really, providing incentives for companies and Canadians to personally invest in business is going to be another real way that we're able to help supercharge our recovery. So subsidizing those wages for employers, paying a little more to the employees, a dollar an hour in some cases, it's about matching employers and employees and helping our economy get running again.
You know, going hand in hand with the fact there's no workers, there's a severe shortage of housing in not only our riding, but right across the country.
Absolutely. And we have a plan to build 1 million new homes in the next 3 years. We're going to release at least 15% of the 37,000 federal government buildings for housing. So we're going to turn unused office space into housing. And this is going to help create more supply in areas where that's really at a supply is at a premium. And that will relieve pressure on outlying areas as well. We're also going to put an initial 2-year ban on non-resident foreign home ownership. Right now we have a problem where people who don't live in Canada, who aren't coming to Canada, are parking their money in our housing market and leaving the houses unoccupied and then flipping them to just make money, to extract the equity from just sitting on that empty property. So we're going to deal with that as well. And we're going to create incentives for corporations and private landowners to donate property to land trusts for the development of affordable housing. We need to get housing built, not just to keep up, but to get ahead of population growth and to ensure that Canadians can afford the housing that we do have. We also have a few measures, and I won't go on at length, Bruce, but about making the mortgage system work for Canadians and not just work for the big banks, whether it's changing the initial term lengths, whether it's allowing for longer amortization periods, making it a little more competitive for consumers and not having the banks hold all the cards there. So we think that that will help as well.
We have a vaccination passport in this province. Other provinces also have vaccination passports. How do you feel about this? How does the Conservative Party feel about this?
You know, our community has one of the highest vaccination rates in the province and likely the country. And that's thanks to the tremendous efforts of our healthcare workers. And that's been done through education and awareness and frankly, community cooperation. With our vaccination, our full vaccination rate for folks over 12 years old, above 88%, we need to keep a reasonable approach, a balanced approach going forward that respects people's choices. You know, I've been double vaccinated, but this is about choice. And so for anyone who hasn't received their vaccine, that we make sure that rapid testing and other options are available as an alternative. One of the most unfortunate things about this election, this unnecessary election that's going to cost $600 million, is that the issue of vaccination has become politicized. We've seen that that's happened in other countries with terrible effect. We do not want to import that problem here. We have great vaccination rates in our communities without in our community without it being a political issue. We need to continue that, and so let's offer a reasonable approach with respect to balancing vaccination, rapid testing, and making sure that we're keeping everybody safe.
Why is Aaron O'Toole, the leader of the Conservative Party, the best leader and the best person to lead this country out of the pandemic?
We're showing Canadians that we have a plan. Aaron O'Toole has a plan to deliver support and bring people together during this difficult time. We have detailed commitments that are going to get our country back on track, like the 1 million jobs that I talked about. We've talked about tackling mental health. Mental health is one of the top 5 priorities that Aaron O'Toole has listed, including tackling the addiction, the opioid crisis that we have in this country, creating 1,000 new recovery beds, building new treatment facilities. We are going to invest nearly $60 billion in increased healthcare funding over the next 10 years. We're going to clean up the accountability mess, something that I deal with a lot in Ottawa, the ethics issues. And, of course, we're going to give families and seniors a break from the skyrocketing costs on everything from food and gas to heating, housing and clothing. So we're going to get our country back on its feet. Aaron O'Toole has given Canadians a real plan. I'm so excited about Canada's recovery plan, and Aaron O'Toole is absolutely the person to deliver on that.
Michael, thanks so much for your time this morning. I'll give you the last minute to talk to the voters of Leeds, Grenville, Rideau Lakes, Thousand Islands.
Well, again, thank you, Bruce, for having me on. It's these are very challenging times, and that's why I think that the comprehensive plan that we've put forward for Canadians is exactly what we need. And like I touched on, with respect to priorities that we've put forward, you know, tackling addiction issues, mental health issues, increased healthcare funding for the province. This is so important. Affordable housing, you know, this is something we hear regularly about in our community. But the pocketbook issues, getting the runaway inflation under control, reducing that spending, it's going to pay dividends for folks in our community. So it's been an honor to serve as a member of parliament since 2018. I'm asking for folks to support me, to send me back to Ottawa, to bring the voice of Leeds, Grenville, Thousand Islands, and Rideau Lakes to the floor of the House of Commons, and I'll continue to work hard to earn their trust. And again, I thank you for the time this morning, Bruce.
Thank you, Michael Barrett. Michael Barrett is the Conservative candidate in our riding. Tomorrow, Michelle Taylor from the NDP will be joining us as we find out about her stance in this riding.